Welcome to Side Podcast episode 30, Summer Holiday. F1 is taking its 3-week summer break, so we have a chance to catch up with some bits we should have done a few weeks ago.
Why aren't we taking a 3-week summer break?
Because we just don't do things like that. We've got the photos that we promised we would look at, and although the timing might be a bit off now, they're still absolutely worth showing. Before we get there, though, we're going to start with some of the news bits and pieces that have been circulating this week. Liuzzi has been replaced for 2008 by Champ Car driver Sebastian Bourdais. Poor Liuzzi. There's been plenty of speculation about a link between Bourdais and the team, and Liuzzi himself has admitted it wasn't really a surprise. It's interesting that there'll be an all-Sebastian team next year, though.
There will be. Yes. It was kind of inevitable, wasn't it? It was only a question of whether Sebastian could get out of his Champ Car contract or not, and what the deal around that was. There were rumours he could have gone to NASCAR, but I think F1, even though it's Toro Rosso, I think it's the right choice.
McLaren have issued a press release that categorically states that Hamilton did not say the F word to Ron Dennis via the radio, but they didn't mention anything that he did say.
They didn't, did they?
If you were like innocent, you'd say, well, this is what he actually said, but they didn't do that. So it makes you wonder whether he might have said something, if not the F word, something just as bad.
Yes. Or maybe, I mean, they said he did not say the F word. What they didn't say is he did not say multiple F words, which, yeah. Reading between the lines, it could have been that too. I'd have thought they would have released it, actually. Whatever it was he said, I thought they might have just put something out and said, this is actually what went on, if it wasn't that bad. So you'd have to assume it was quite terrible.
And it doesn't say whether Ron said the F word or not.
No, I don't think he's denying that at all, is he? The other thing of interest, I guess, that Lewis feels he needs to issue a press release like that, as if, it feels like it's damaged his image in some way. Maybe he feels like,
not quite so innocent.
Yes, and he wants to make sure that everyone still loves him for the cheeky little chap he is.
A while ago, there was a bit of a fuss, again, about Lewis Hamilton when he was lifted back onto the track after spinning off the first corner at Nürburgring. No one could really decide whether it was legal or not, so they just kind of let it go. But the teams have now been informed that it's not going to be allowed in the future. It used to be that the cars weren't even capable of sitting long enough to be rescued, so it wasn't a problem.
No.
But this year, McLaren have fixed their cars so they can sit for about 4 minutes at a time. More teams are starting to pick up on this, and it's going to cause a problem.
Well, it is going to cause a problem. Imagine if in Spain, both Hamilton and Alonso went off at the same corner. Who would the marshals favour? Who would they, the tractor can only pick up one car. Who are they going to drop on the track, first? So that's going to be a problem.
It's not fair because the marshals are supposed to be impartial, aren't they? And it starts to bring their impartiality into question.
Well, you've only got one tractor, so someone's got to be first.
So it looks like it's not likely that that's going to happen ever again.
I think that's a good thing. It's a bit crazy, You don't want guys just sat on the edge of the track, just waiting for a tractor to bring them back on. If they spun the car off, they're out of it. That's the end of it.
There's a group called the Overtaking Working Group, which is made up of Pat Simmons,
Executive Director of Renault.
Rory Byrne,
who he used to be important at Ferrari, and he's now kind of, they pay him not to work for any other team. He's not officially still a member of the team, but he used to be kind of important.
And Paddy Lowe,
who is the engineering director of McLaren.
They've been investigating the problems a car experiences in the wake of another car. They've had sessions in wind tunnels, and they've been doing lots of research into the problem. They're now ready to release some of their findings, which are set to include a movable front wing, which has some kind of FIA sensor on it, so that it knows when they're in the dirty air of a car.
Mm-hmm.
They're also in favour of the removal of ancillary flaps and some radical rear wing concepts. I don't know what I just said.
Well, you can't. The thing is, you can't go messing with the front wing without changing the back wing. And they definitely said they're going to do something to extend the front wing when it's in the wake of another car. So you kind of expect the back to change relative to that. And they're also trying to remove all those little wings and flip-ups and flaps on the cars, because they think that kind of adds downforce, and downforce is bad when you've got one car following another one.
This ties up with the chassis regulation framework that the FIA released at the end of June, because the proposed regulation section said the undertray will be specified by the overtaking working group and designed to produce the aerodynamic characteristics required and to be mechanically stiff so that the aeroelasticity issues are avoided. The part is not only to be prescribed, but also supplied by a third party.
Those last two lines were really important. The bit about it being prescribed and supplied by a third party, because in Race Car Engineering magazine this month, the September edition...
One of your favourites.
Patrick, don't be mean. I do like it, though. Patrick Head is quoted as saying, "All the cars are going to have the same running gear on them, which will be the responsibility of the team that wins the 2007 World Championship." Now, that's interesting. That spins a whole new light on this McLaren-Ferrari spy saga, doesn't it? If suddenly the 2007 World Championship means that much.
What does it mean?
What it sounds, I mean, I can't. The thing is, I've looked around, I haven't backed this up with any other information. This is just one quote in one magazine from one guy, and I don't know where he's got this inside information from. But what it basically says is the team that win the, I presume, the Constructors' Championship this year get to design the floor for every team in the future.
So they'd have a bit of an advantage.
Well, I mean, McLaren already supplying the single ECU to every team. If they win this year, the Constructors' Championship this year, and they supply the entire underfloor to all the other teams, there's not going to be a lot of Ferrari on the Ferrari car, is there?
No, and I can't imagine that's something they'd be particularly happy about.
No, I guess it raises the stakes a lot. I'd love to hear if anyone knows anything about, you know, where this quote came from or where this information came from. Certainly Race Car Engineering magazine didn't pick up on that bit of it, so I guess it may not be that important, or maybe it's just misunderstood something. Not sure. But yes, keep an eye on that space.
You're listening to SciPodcast. Don't forget to check out our newest videos at scipodcast.tv. A while back, we had some great listener feedback that included photos of F1 events that they attended. It's brilliant to see photos from events that we can't get to, but also to see a different perspective of the ones we were at. Like our first set of photos, these came from Dave Thompson, who actually travelled all the way from Atlanta to go to the Goodwood Festival of Speed. Now that is dedication.
That's crazy.
They had a really good time though, and they got some great photos as follows. If you're watching the enhanced feed, then you'll be able to see them coming up now. We've got the Toyota sculpture against a nice backdrop of grey skies. That pretty much sums up the event right there. We've also got Jensen and some other people, but mostly Jensen cycling up the hill.
You actually missed that bit because you were at the top of the hill, didn't you? So you didn't see that perspective.
Yeah. We've got Sir Stirling Moss doing the business up the hill. There's the aftermath of the Aston Martin crash, which we missed that.
No, but that was a crash and a half, wasn't it?
He said he hit the side very hard right in front of their grandstand, so it's a good picture.
Yeah, and lost the front end of his car by the look of it.
Yeah. And lastly, we have a great picture of Dave and his wife, Cindy, by the Toyota sculpture, looking very smiley. They obviously hadn't encountered any of the mud yet.
Hello.
We've had a couple of pictures from the USGP in Indy from Johnny, author of the Live Fast blog, which is livefastracing.blogspot.com. He had a great view of the pit lane where we can see the Toyota boys doing their best work. We've got a nice one of the cars coming around the banking, which must be something really cool to see. And we've also got a group of Massa fans making the most of the fact that the grandstands were not entirely full up. That's a pretty big flag. Finally, our regular contributor, Brendan, has sent us a picture of his newspaper where they have printed the smallest, tiniest article you've ever known about the Hungarian Grand Prix.
You'd never guess it was such a controversial event, would you?
Considering how the media over here grabbed hold of the story and covered it to death, it's interesting to note that American newspapers thought it was worth, you know, maybe 200 words.
In a very small section right at the back.
Yeah.
In a very small font. Now, we really love getting these pictures, even though we probably don't feature them as often as we maybe should do, because, you know, the USGP was absolutely ages ago. But if you're going to any of the events that we're not attending for the rest of the year, so if you're going to Monza or something, please do send them in, because we'd love to see those pictures. You can send them, the email address is...
chris@sidepodcast.com.
And we promise to be more timely about it, as and when we show them, assuming, of course, no one else tries to sue anybody else in the meantime, and there's no more spy scandal.
Hey race fans, America's number one motorsport is available like never before. It's the Stock Car Zone, the podcast for race fans with me, your crew chief, Corey Costello. Each week I'll take you inside my little mental garage for all things stock car racing. From NASCAR Nextel Cup, Busch Series, Craftsman Trucks, if it's NASCAR, you'll find it in the zone. You can even get involved by calling our pit stop line at 1-866-917-RACE. So check it out, Stock Car Zone, the podcast for race fans, available weekly at stockcarzone.com.
Just while we're on the subject of the Stock Car Zone, can I just say that I was just listening to an episode. I've been a bit behind, a bit remiss with my listening of Stock Car Zone, just because there's been so much chaos going on in the Formula One world. And Corey, who presents the show, he was getting slightly riled that David Beckham was ruining NASCAR racing.
Oh, what's he doing now?
Well, apparently he's turned up in America to play some football. And so they're bouncing...
Soccer.
Sorry, sorry, correct, soccer. And they're bouncing some of the NASCAR races over to the less important channels to feature David Beckham playing, you know, the beautiful game.
Right.
So he's ruining the Formula One Silverstone Grand Prix, and now he's ruining NASCAR too.
So that's it for this week. I should just warn you that there's not going to be a show next week.
Are we having a holiday?
No.
Oh.
Before you begin to cry into your pillows, I'm making up for it by providing you with 7 shows instead.
Well, everyone else has a holiday and we work harder.
Yeah. Remember the Side Podcast Guide to Formula One?
Yeah.
Well, this time it's Side Podcast History of F1. 7 days, 7 decades, 7 shows.
I like that. Actually, the Side Podcast Guide to Formula One is our most popular set of shows. So I hope these are as good.
Stay tuned.